Mummies and daddies, boys and girls, remember, every time you hear Rory's bark, it's time to turn the page. So let's begin. The Adventures of Johnny McGory. Johnny McGory and the Wild Water Race by Emma Jane Leeson. For Lily Marie, Evan and Layla, my endless source of imagination fuel. I'll tell you a story about Johnny McGory, his sister Lily May, and their trusty dog Rory. The clever two are 3 and 7 years old. They're usually good, but they're sometimes bold. On most summer evenings, the family take a walk down by the Grand Canal, where they sing and they talk. The midges are out in force, taking bites from everyone, but nobody really minds, because they're having so much fun. They see their granddad Paddy making flower pots for his boat. Johnny and Lily May run over and snuggle into his old coat. "Sure, look it," Paddy says. "Will you join me for a cruise? There's a problem with a lock gate, and there's no time to lose." Johnny loves his granddad's barge, where he can wander and roam. There's a kitchen, a bathroom, and 2 bedrooms in the floating home. Mammy puts on the life jackets as Paddy cranks the engine to life. The kids love their orange life vests with the white reflective stripe. "The canals were made years ago for barges," Paddy shouts, "for a path through Ireland so merchants could get about." Their faithful horses would pull the barges full of cargo along. The men would laugh and talk and sing a boatman's song. Johnny loves listening to Paddy as he stands and helps him steer, and he learns more about Ireland's canals every single year. Johnny spots Mr. Otter waving like mad from the bank. He somersaults into the water from the diving plank. "We're going to have a race. Will you and Rory join in?" "That'll be grand," says Johnny. "Sure, we might even win." "Ahoy there," shouts Paddy as they approach the broken lock. He ties up Kula, the barge, on the black wooden block. Mammy and Lily May pick blackberries as the men start fixing the gate. Daddy warns Johnny and Rory, "Don't go wandering and come back late." "I promise I'll be on time," Johnny says to his smiling dad. He never means to get in trouble or to make his parents mad. Mr. Otter leads them down the steep bank to a special place, to a stream that runs under the canal, to have a water race. The duck family are there, with heron and lots of frogs. Dusty, the old barge horse, shows them a raft made of logs. Dusty takes the tick rope, one of a mighty Irish team. He's going to pull Johnny and Rory down the shallow stream. Mr. Otter has a fine boat, made from moss and twigs and rope. The duck's boat is made of lily pads and is the fastest, they hope. Heron is at the starting line, getting them ready to begin. Miss Swan is at the finish line to see who will win. Heron flaps his wings. "On your marks, get set, go!" The race begins with everybody lined up in a row. Mrs. Pike joins in too, so the stream is pretty tight. But Steady Dusty pulls them along, a job he's done all his life. Mr. Otter's boat gets tangled up in the thick bulrush. The ducks are so busy quacking, they sail into a bush. Mr. Trout and Mrs. Pike swim so fast, they're nearly there. But they see a swarm of flies and start feasting elsewhere. Faithful Dusty keeps on going, one slow step at a time. Johnny shouts, "Hooray!" as they pass the finish line. Miss Swan says, "You're the winners. There's no shadow of a doubt." Johnny rubs the horse's ears and laughs. "We're happy out." Rory hears Mammy shouting, so they have to make a run back up to the canal to tell Lily Mae about all the fun. Mammy is fierce angry as Johnny appears from up the slope. "You put the heart crossways on me," she says, untying the rope. "I'm really sorry," says Johnny. "I didn't mean to be late." "Ah, don't worry," says Paddy. "We've just finished the gate." Everyone gets back on the barge and Johnny sits beside Lily Mae. And as Mammy gets berries and ice cream, he tells her about his day. Lily Mae hears about the race and all his exciting friends. He fills her in on Dusty, Heron, Miss Swan and how it ends. Lily Mae can't wait until she's old enough to go. "I'm dying to join Johnny and Rory on the adventures they do." "Whisht, Makushla," Mammy says to her small daughter. "You'll have many more years to enjoy life on the water." When they get home, they brush their teeth and climb into their beds, and dreams of Ireland's magical waterways fill their tired heads. Johnny can't help wondering what his next adventure will be, and he promises Lily Mae, "I'll bring you along with me." I hope you've enjoyed following Johnny and Rory on their adventure. Check out the other books in the Adventures of Johnny McGory series.